Hey everybody, hope everybody's having a great Memorial Weekend so far, and I'm going to jump right in it because I know everybody, you know, you have plans, you're at the beach or whatever, you're doing things for the Memorial Day. But before I get into this episode, if you are listening, I want you to add at least one thing on your to-do list that you haven't done yet. Now, it could also be a hobby that you always wanted to do, or something that you just wanted to perfect. Do something that has crossed your mind, but you're afraid and you have doubts about doing a certain thing. You know, they say dream big. And if your dreams don't scare you, you're not dreaming enough. Well, my two is not really big dream. The two things that I want to add to my resume, I want to start riding bikes and I want to try out comedy. Hey, I'm going to give it a shot. If I fail, so what? I'll try it again. Hopefully after this quick listen, you will stop procrastinating and add something to your to-do list. Side note, if you keep putting them off till tomorrow, it'll never happen. And remember this, it's your life. Think about it. You're constantly working and helping others. So now it's time to do something that you like or want to do. Don't be afraid of failure either. Every success starts with failure. Every success. They failed along the line somewhere, but they just didn't give up. First of all, there are always free college courses. Some are online, some may be in classrooms. If you don't already get you a free membership at the library, because the library is always putting out good information. A lot of good information comes out from the library, and it can tell you about what's going on in the community and so on. And there also is much needed volunteer work. Like, I know some people are looking to get paid, and I understand that as well. There are always volunteer jobs available. Like, for instance, helping the elderly. If you're sitting around bored and maybe you don't need the cash, you just want to get out and do something, nothing can be better than helping older people. Because one day that will be you. And if we live on it, if we on this earth long enough, we're going to be old and need that help. Sometimes in life, it's not about money. We just have to go and do good deeds. And because the way the universe is set up, you know, you do good and the universe will send good energy back to you. I know, for instance, like my granddad and his brother, all they do, you know, they're older, you know, early 80s, they're older. They sit around and they just watch cars pass. They sit on the porch. They wave at people. But I told myself that I'm going to add this to what I do. They live back where my mom lives. It's like an hour and a half from where I live now. So what I'm going to do when I go to see my mom, I'm going to add that to what I do. I'm going to start taking them a plate of food growing up. Because, like I said, the universe returns the energy. Growing up, my granddad made sure that it was food on the table. And I can remember, because I'm the oldest grandchild, but I can remember him coming home. He made sure food was on the table. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start asking him what he want to eat. And I'm going to go and get it, and I'm going to make sure they eat at least one day a week. So it's just returning the favor. Another thing to learn, or that's important to add to your resume, is learning Spanish. And this right here, this is something that we all need to learn. Being in the United States, if you don't know it, we all need to learn this. Because think about it. Everywhere you go nowadays, Spanish is used or needed, although they're speaking English. And people tend to get upset when they don't understand and feel like people are talking about them in their language. I know, we all know somebody like that. Now, and if you think about it, every time, not every time, but most of the time when you get on the phone, and if you got a call, something about paying a bill, it's something simple as a phone bill. You could get on the phone. Now, you might have Verizon, but if you get on the phone and you speak to someone in another country, the person's speaking Spanish. So, you know, you may not understand, and you have to slow it down and you keep asking questions. So it might be good to learn a little bit. Also, if you plan on traveling, you better learn some Spanish. If you're in and out of an airport, I've learned that you should learn Spanish. And if you know Spanish, learn another language. It'll be helpful to you in the long run. Now, being African American, we know with everything that's coming at us, we should be the first ones to try to learn as much as possible, especially when it comes to another language like Spanish. I say this because of, you know, the voting rights. And you hear people saying they're doing everything to stop us from voting. And just think about this. You know, I know now they're saying you need two IDs, you know, you can't vote or whatever. So it's making African Americans, you know, you need to have everything together, which some of you should already have together. But just think about it. If they say, if you don't know Spanish, we're not going to let you vote because most of the people that work at the polls speak Spanish. Now, not saying that this will happen, but you never know. Just be prepared. Rules are made to be broken. As we can see, the last president, he broke rules and did what he wanted to do. So all I'm saying is, if it come to that point that we need to know another language, you know, if that was the case, a lot of us would really be in trouble. I'm just saying, you know. To switch gears a little bit, colleges also offer free courses about public speaking and crash courses about starting a business. Like I said, these courses are free, and I know this. Now, don't think because you're a certain age that you won't be needing it either. Well, think about this. If you know that there's courses out there that's helping with public speaking and business, starting a business, even if it's a one-week course, if you don't want to take it, you can always pass it on to your children. Pass it on to somebody else that might could use it or whatever. Because, I mean, everybody not business owner types, but free information about owning a business is always good information. I don't care who you are, it's always good information. The next thing to add to your to-do list or just a hobby, swimming. Swimming is always good to learn. Because you know the old saying, black folks will throw a pool party and nobody at the party can swim. Now, some the swimming courses around where I live, I know there you may pay $50 a month. But if you pay $50 a month, you have access to a pool for a whole month. And think about this. If you don't know how to swim, you pay in $50. You may learn 1 month. You may learn how to swim in a month. And if you learn, you could teach your children. But do not let them children grow up not knowing how to swim because you did. You teach, like I said, you teach them what you didn't know. And swimming is good to know this. Now, I'm going to give you a few more examples of things to do or whatever to put on your list to try. I don't want to talk you to death. It's Memorial Day. But I'm going to give you about 5 or 6. They got line dancing classes, yoga classes, joining a fitness club. Some of them you join free the first month. So if you don't like it, you get in a 1 month of exercise, free fitness. Now, walking a track or whatever. Some neighborhoods have tracks around the neighborhood. You can add this into, you know, something new for you to do. There's Uber driving. If you like to drive, start driving for Uber. You know, it's a little bit of cash on the side, but it's something to do. And another thing, if you're religious or whatever, or you're not religious, you could go join a church. Go join a mosque. If you want to learn about another religion, you know, change paces a little bit. But it's always something that you can do to add to your to-do list. And that's all I have. Like I said, it's Memorial Day. I don't want to bore you people too much. Outside is opening back up. Be careful. You know, if you're paranoid, keep your mask on. Everybody, I hope that you have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. And I will speak back with you guys next week. Peace.